Yeah, I see. K-E-A-Y-N-U from K-E-A-W-U-O.
Hey, John, this is K-E-A-W-U-O.
Howdy there, Mr. Dave. I, for today's meeting, I kind of wanted to, you know, do the full transparency mode and kind of show everybody what I was thinking for these emails and how that would work. So one of the things that would help is if I had a screenshot of that flow chart we had the other day with positions and people and all that, just so I know better how I would name these. Because I want to just show up at least with a template of what I want to do, and then we can kind of talk about it and conclude, yes, that's what we want to do, or no, that's, you know, let's call it this type of thing, just because we're kind of getting to the point where we're going to nail down some of the verbiage and all that. And so I'd like to just throw something together, and then we can kind of be dynamic from there. It's not set in stone. It's just a template.
I can send that right over to you, John, but we might be changing some of those. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, we, so they're on there. We may change them, and we may not, because I have some good explanation on some of the other stuff. I got to thinking about it and sitting down, and I was talking with Leo on it a little bit, and so I do have some ideas. So they may change, they may not. But Tim, if you want to send that to him, and that way then we can get everybody on board.
Sounds good. Yeah. It's okay if it changes. I just kind of want to at least kind of etch the framework of what, you know, I think would be a good plan. And then that way I'm not just, you know, leading ahead with no oversight or anything, you know. So kind of want to just show the general theme of what I'm looking for. And then, you know, it's up for everyone to, you know, kind of pick apart and choose, or, you know, decide what, you know, we want. So it's not going to be set in stone by any means. It's just a kind of a go-by example of what I think might work well for us.
Right. I'll be back. I'll send it over, and that's exactly what I'm doing for Mike with the bylaws.
What I'll do in this meeting tonight is I will lead off and kind of explain some things and kind of where my thinking is, and then kind of get some questions and answers, and then from there I'll turn it over to you, John, and then John, you can go with your stuff, and then we'll get some questions and answers, and then from there, Tim, if you have anything to add, you can add stuff, and then we'll just kind of go from there.
All right. I think the way Mike had it set up was Dean was at 4:00, and then John was going to be after that, and pretty much an IT thing today. But I understand it all blends together. So what I was planning to do is try to get my comments on the bylaws over to Mike and you. I think I can get them done today. But that might be, you know, for another time. But it all relates, so I hear what John's talking about. So I'll get that over to you right now, John.
Copy that. I appreciate it, guys. And looking forward to today and getting this hopefully a little ironed out. And we'll go from there. But otherwise, this is K-E-A-W-U-O. I'll send it over to you, Dave.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be good. I think it'll work out. I plan to explain it tonight will hopefully clear some things up and make it a little bit more, you know, understandable, we'll get going on this, because my goal, I'd like to have everything pretty much set before January 1st. So then that way we're starting a new year fresh. We're starting a new year right off the bat. We're starting it where we need to be. So,
copy that. Sounds like a reasonable deadline. NAWRO, back to work, I guess.
Copy that. I guess KEAWUO will also go back to work. And thanks for your time, guys. And I will see you soon.
Sounds good, guys. You guys have a good one. I'll be monitoring this channel throughout the day and 7.2.
KALX, listening, stay right on. NAWRO, how's your day going, Dean?
Hey, Tim, my day's going all right. A couple little side quests, if you will, for the day before our meeting here. I probably won't take the entire 30 minutes. I've got what I need pretty well condensed down. I don't want to take too much time because I think some of the other stuff's more important. Back over to you, Tim. This is KEAX.
Yeah, John touched base with Dave earlier, and we're on for 4 o'clock, and you guys are up, as one of the primaries, I guess, but the boss may talk about other stuff, too. I'm working on the bylaws to see what I can suggest, but I'm going to have to turn that over to Mike and see what he thinks. So, yeah, sounds good. I'm working on it today, too, as well. So, and I got Wally over on P25 talking to somebody. I've got to figure out who that is.
I'm definitely excited at some point here to dabble into the P25 world. That I think will be very nice and fun.
Yeah, you took so well to DMR. I think you would like that, Dean, when the opportunity comes around. I think you're going to enjoy it. Also, I did forget to mention, I have my DM32 reprogrammed and back to life. So I put in the CSV file, and for whatever reason, it seems to be working fine. What was the other thing? It was timing out on you when you had it?
There was a long-winded QSO I had worked on one night, and it kept timing me. So I went in and I turned up the COT, and it worked great for the rest of that night. And then the next day, I had another QSO, and it timed out on me again. And when I went back into the settings, it was almost like I never changed it. So, that was what we were talking about when we were talking about the radio had a brain fart moment. Because it just didn't seem to want to keep its settings.
Well, I pushed the code plug back to it from what I had saved, and then I also downloaded a new CSV file for, I think it was Ontario, Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't all of those, but whatever it was. And pushed it back to the radio, and whatever, it got refreshed. It's working now. I'm interested in why the display here has more data points on it than, like, even the Kinect systems, because I just have name and call sign. I mean, I guess that's all you really need is name and call sign. But on the DM32, it does have there's some more data on there. I forget what it is. I guess city and state. I'll have to see when you transmit again, but it just seems more information is there. NAWRO, back over to you, Dean.
It's kind of like this radio, and I really, really like it because I have the last heard, which stays up on the screen. I really like that. And then when you're talking, I get your DMR ID, your call sign, your name, your city, your state, and the talk group that you're coming in on. I really, really do like this radio. I am honestly thankful to John for convincing me to get it, and I really like the pro version. I want to get the Bluetooth speaker mic. I'm just a little bit concerned with the Bluetooth performance. I mean, granted, my helmet is not designed, obviously, for, like, the radio communications where, like, VTech has the Bluetooth shoulder mic that's designed for it, so it might perform better. But, yeah, that's something. Back over to you, Tim. This is KEA-OAX.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about. This has that. It even shows the color code and the time slot. So I forget how many data points that is. You got call sign, ID, name, city, state, country, color code. I mean, that's a lot of data. And talk group, like you said. Whereas mine is just, I don't know, maybe if I have the contacts in, not quite right on mine. It's just the call sign and name. I was going to ask you, what's the model number in that BTEC again?
It's the BTEC 6X2, that's 6X-Ray 2 Pro, Papa Oscar Romeo. I'm sorry, I messed that up. P-R-O, Papa Romeo Oscar.
Yeah, I knew what you meant. Yeah, that's I might have to take a look into that. That would be my mid-grade one. Below the CS7000, but above the DM32, that might have a good fit in my lineup here. So, all right. Yeah, and I did want to touch base. Just for educational purposes only, I wanted to touch base with Wally. I know you already did a little bit, but I want to get it direct from him on the color code situation for that radio, because it seems like there's a fourth choice there, and I don't want to beat a dead horse. We've already been through it, and I think whatever you have is fine. I'm just curious how they have, why they have it, who knows, right, why they have it phrased the way they do with that color code option.
Yeah, fair enough. And like he said, if it works for you and it doesn't let you key up when someone else is talking, then I'm fine. So I'm going to leave it unless I learn something else. The thing about BTEC is it's an American company that purchases the Anytone, I believe, the 878, which is what this radio is, and then make their own firmware and their own setup for it. And the price point's a little bit cheaper, too, but it's the same exact radio. So this is BTEC's own firmware, own CPS software. It's all their own. The only thing that's shared is the radio. So I'm assuming that it has something to do with BTEC themselves. Back over to you, Tim.
Yeah, maybe you missed that last. I imagine you might bring it to class next week, right, Dean?
Yeah, I was wondering if you heard that last. Wally had said that if it's not letting me key up when someone's talking, then I'm not good. I think it has more to do with BTEC themselves, because they make their own. But I don't go anywhere without this radio now. Back over to you, this is KEA-OAX.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, good. Then I'll check it out a little closer on Thursday at the meeting next week. So
yeah, just come grab it from me. This upcoming meeting, I'm going to be super busy between camera stuff and streaming stuff and doing stuff along those lines. Also, something else I need is either a list of users that need the link to the stream that aren't able to make it. I don't know if that's something I would get from you, or if we should make a post across the Discord to get some names together. I don't know how the boss wants to operate that. I could probably ask him if he's not monitoring already.
KE8YNU, if you're listening, I'll let you answer. Otherwise, we'll save that for the meeting. NAWRO.
Skinny Wendy, sorry. I was in deep thought, and I heard you guys talk, and then, I can get you a list of that, and even we can touch base with a couple of the guys that I know can't make it to the meetings, and then that way it's just an open thing. I don't want it to be something that it automatically goes to everybody, because I want everybody to show up to the meetings. But if you're not going to be there, then we'll give you access to the streaming part of it. So, I can get you the two at least that come to mind that can't make it to the meetings all the time. So,
go ahead, Dean.
Oh yeah, I was just looking. So the way I heard it, so once the broadcast is out, so it can be set up exactly the way you want it.
Okay. Repeat some of that, because you're cutting it out on the site, sorry.
No problem. I'll just bump the power up a little bit. What I was saying is I found it kind of strange, because that the last, not this current transmission that you sent, but the last one came up as a missed call on my radio, which is weird. But the way I have it set up currently is the meetings do not actually post directly to our YouTube unless we choose. And it's set up as a private broadcast, and each broadcast that we set up, once the broadcast over, that link is no longer valid. So once the meeting's over and we've ended the broadcast,
like I said, I want to try to make it to where again. This is the other thing. I want to make sure that
Hey, Dave, I'm sorry to announce, but that last transmission by you was digital. If you want to try it one more time, and then, of course, we can let you go, and we can cover this at 4 o'clock. NAWRO. Over to you, Dave. All right, Dean, I caught all of what you said there. I wasn't catching much of Dave's, but let's just... reconvene at 4 o'clock, and I think you've got it the way he wants it, so it's not... We want to, of course, encourage members to show up at the meeting, not have too easy of an option to skip meetings. But on the same token, for those who legitimately can't go, this is what we're doing it for. So over to you, Dean, NAWRO.
Yeah, work a lot. There's some obviously bigger fish to fry. At 4. This is KDA-LAX, and I will be clear.
NAWRO, I will be clear as well. Thanks to both of you. We'll see you at 4, or listen to you at 4 on Discord. NAWRO, clear.
KDE8FGW, I'm on turn.
W8BPV, monitoring statewide 1.
KDE8FGW, I'm on turn.
WAEPD from WAEPD.
Last station, go ahead.
WAEPD from WAEPD.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't get your call from, but anyway. I don't know if you're looking for someone or what. Yeah, I just heard a whole bunch of kiosks, but no audio, and then you finally said something. Go ahead.
Yeah, Brad, I apologize. Didn't have the volume turned up, just programmed the radio. I was actually looking for Wally for a radio check. That's all. I had to unlock the code plug and start from scratch.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you got to figure it out. The radio's working, that's for sure.
That's always good to hear. One of these eBay specials, like you said, radio's in great shape. Thanks, Jay. I just wanted to make sure it was transmitting. This is the first test.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had one of those today, too, so that was the radio I was on, so I switched over to this one. But yeah, everything's, from what I got, sounding good, so you heard me, so that's perfect. And I heard myself. But anyways, yeah. What radio was it? Mine was the Motorola 3500E.
Yeah, this is XPR 4550. Wanted to go the 5550E, but price tag was a little bit too much.
Yeah, oh, yeah, those are a little bit, yeah, so. Yeah, those are neat radios. Finally, they came up with a colored screen, so. Fancy screen. That's all it is. Right, I know. Yeah, I have a couple of those 4550s around, so I don't do a whole lot of mobiling with them. I just, right now, one just sits on the desk, so most of the time I just grab a handheld.
Yeah, well, I joined the local AR PSC group, and when we did our last set, we used statewide one, or event one, excuse me, and statewide one. And also UHF, VHF, we had three different sets of frequencies, and I figured I'd get one of these for the truck, and that way I didn't have to carry three HDs with me. Doing it this way, I only have to carry one HD with me.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. There you go. So, you know, yeah, so far I haven't been able to scrounger up any more DMR business up this way. If they are, they're just out there listening. I don't know. So I know there's a few DMR radios out there, but I haven't heard any of them on the air yet.
Well, eventually they'll come around. I know down here, the Central Michigan is one of the biggest DMRs available around here. There's two others that are local out of Detroit, and the third one, I don't know if they're just off the air or if they totally are rebranding themselves, but, you know, just trying to get along, but this is so good, so clear. As long as you get into the tower, you're nice and clear and understandable, and I guess that's why powers to be want to use it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. That's why I like it. I can definitely understand people that you can hardly or barely understand on the analog. So I know I got a friend like that. I can't hardly understand them on the analog, but the digital clears them right up. And it's like, oh, you're crystal clear now. I can understand the words you're saying. So, yeah, very good. Yeah, it'll be kind of nice when, you know. So, yeah, I just lost train of thought, but I know it happens.
Yeah, well, I rushed out and got the P25. We've got a UHF repeater down here, and then there's a couple of VHF. I got one UHF mobile P25, one XTS 5000, which is the UHF, XTS 2500, which is the VHF. And then I got the 7550E HT and the 4550 for the DMR. Yeah, I think I'm done buying Motorola for a little bit.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you got all the Motorola flavors down there. Holy jeez. Yeah, we got one P25, but he's across the river, and he has so many repeaters up there. I think they're I don't know, they're all scrambled together, and you can barely get into any of them, so. But, yep, we just got the, I have the Royal Turbo here, so. And then I have the Fusion, so that's all I got for the digital repeaters, and I got a couple analog ones, so they do me good.
Yeah, well, I'm a relatively new ham. I've had my license almost a year, and I got a D-Star ICOM ID880H, and I got it for $50. And I went looking, and the VMR repeater that went down also did D-Star. So I don't have a D-Star gateway near me. I haven't done Fusion yet. But I'm playing around, and so far I like VMR. It's really easy once you get to learn it.
You know, yeah, that's my thought, too, you know. I hit it. And now that I've done it for, you know, a lot of years, and it's really no big deal. So, yeah. Yeah, I started out with the D-Star here. We had the club up here had the D-Star repeater for a bit, and we lost the internet, and then the fella took his radios back. It was two Motorola, GM300 radios, the old dinosaur bricks, and some sort of computer for the interface with them, and he took those back, and he said, "Oh, no, no way, nobody's doing it, so I'll take it down." I'm like, "Well, sounds good to me." So, so there goes our D-Star, and then I just went and did DMR, so I figured that was the next best thing.
Well, I'm down here in Warren, Michigan, and you're crystal clear, says you're from Sault Ste. Marie. So that's a heck of a travel, no. With this network they got set up, it is awesome.
Oh, that is for sure. They definitely put a lot of time in this network. I can tell you that. Wow. So, yeah. Yeah, it took a few years, but I finally was able to get into it. So I got my one repeater in network. It's going through the internet, but most of the towers down south, they're all microwave together. I know most of them are. Eventually, if we get more make a hop up across the bridge with the microwave link, I'd like to get microwave link into the rest of them, so I'll be kind of needing to up the internet. But who knows if that'll happen. I don't know if there's anybody in Mack County that you'll be able to make the jump. So there's a few more jumps we gotta get to.
Yeah, well, I started off with the MIA GMRS network, and that's coming apart because too many immature adults down here in the metropolitan Detroit area. But experienced that first, and now I've expanded and grown, and I really appreciate the hard work they've done. But I have 10 acres around Clare, Michigan, right in the middle of the state. And there's a DMR site in Shepherd, and there's one over in Midland. And I can't hit either one of them from my property with just an HT or a mobile. So I got to see about putting up an antenna. That way I have emergency communications when all else fails. But other than that, it's kind of nice being able to talk to people more than just one repeater away.
Oh, that is for sure. I always like to enjoy listening to others talk throughout the state, or especially downstate. I can't find anybody west, so to see what everybody's doing down that way. So it's always neat to hear.
I really haven't heard anything from the west side. I've heard Sault Ste. Marie a couple times because I monitor while I'm at work, and I don't always get to write things down. But one of the guys was traveling down I think it was I-75, and made it just over the border into Ohio carrying the Detroit repeater, I believe. The Southgate's down at this time.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, the Detroit repeater must have great coverage. So that's cool.
All right, Brad. Well, I appreciate the QSO and the radio check. I got to get back on now. I got to check a few other things and determine if I'm going to put it in the truck tomorrow or leave it and run it as a base for a little bit to run it through its paces.
All righty, sir. Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for getting in there. So, anyways, I'm sure we'll talk to you again later on. So, call sign here is Kilo Echo 8 Fox. Julie Whiskey, KE8FPW, Brad, way up here in the Sioux, St. Marie. 7-3, have yourself a great night.
Well, I got you written down so I can add you into my database because it doesn't come up with you, just your number. And definitely look forward to talking to you again. 73, Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Delta. I'll be clear.
Is that your 4550?
Yes, sir. This is the 4550.
Hey, Brian. WABD.
Yeah, I got your call sign. Yeah, this is the 4550. I haven't tried it on UHF yet, but this appears to be working fine up here.
Yeah, I was just curious. The firmware worked, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, there's something off, though. You don't sound like you, so I'm not sure what it is, but you don't sound like you. But it's working, but it just doesn't sound like it's your voice.
Well, I compared the settings the best I could with the code plug from the 7550, and I don't know, this is actually a new, one of the white-style mics, not the black mic that came with the radio.
Is it the right number? There's two or three different ones. One of the white-styled mics are designed for the XTLs. The other ones are designed for the XPRs. Make sure you got the right microphone for it first.
Well, this is a microphone that came with the radio. Now, I just switched them.
Okay. I'll have to chat a little bit more and see how that sounds. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, when I get home, I... threw that cold plug in there. Well, at first I read the tune on the radio, and then, of course, then I did the restore. It took about 10 minutes, and the rest was copy and pasting.
Okay, yeah, that microphone does sound better.
Okay, I appreciate that. I did not listen to myself, so I just have the Anytone with the volume turned down so I can see the call signs and that to make sure it was coming through.
Okay, very good. All right, yeah, that does sound better, but I'll send you one of the code plugs I have for the 4550, and you can see where I have the audio settings set at. Go from there.
Okay, I appreciate that.
No problem. It won't be tonight. I'm capping out, but you'll have it in the next day or so. I'll just send it on Discord.
Thank you very much. I will look for it when it comes. Yeah, I'm about ready to shut it down and head to bed myself. I think every time I start talking too loud, the wife starts stirring upstairs, so I know I'm disturbing her.
Yeah, I get the same thing. Well, I have a command that I tell Alexa, turn off, you know, if I can't say it too loud, but it turns off all the radios, so in case I forget, she can just say it, and it takes the power away from the power supply. So it shuts down all the radios.
Well, I don't have that set up yet. I'm still figuring out how I'm going to put the radios and the computers together. But, all right, very good. I appreciate all the assistance so far.
No problem. I love it. All right. All of the things they have, this hobby, it's probably the thing I enjoy the most is figuring out these old radios. So I'll chat later. You have a good night. WABD, clear up to yours.
Well, have a good night yourself, and I will talk to you later. W8BPD. I'll be clear.